Investors are going for the gold.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Gold hit an all-time high today of $1,412.75 an ounce. Investors are once again looking for a safe place for their money after the Fed announced last week that it will pump another $600 billion into the economy. As Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports, the price of gold could go higher still.
Investors are buying gold because they're worried about the global economy. The concern is that European governments may not be able to raise the money they need, which could hurt the price of the euro. This week, Ireland is going to the European Union for help, hoping to avoid a bailout like Greece's last summer. Last time gold reached highs was in June, when investors were worried Greece could have gone bankrupt. The flight to safety we're seeing in gold prices is showing up in other precious metals. Palladium and platinum prices were both up. Silver is also reaching new highs. It's going for $28 an ounce, a price it hasn't reached in 30 years. But the price of gold also usually goes up around this time because of seasonal demand. Gold imports to India were reportedly up 25% this week because of gold gifts connected to the holiday Diwali. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
To Washington now, where House Republicans are taking aim at the financial reform law that was passed earlier this year by Congress. The law includes limits on banks using their customers' money to buy and sell risky investments. It's called proprietary trading, and some experts say it puts the whole economy at risk. But as our Washington bureau chief John Dimsdale reports, Republicans don't see a problem with it.
Alabama Republican Spencer Baucus is a leading contender to take over the House Financial Services Committee. And he's already warning regulators who are writing the new rules not to be too tough on banks. James Barth, the banking expert at the Milken Institute, explains why.
The financial crisis that began in 2007 was not in any way due to proprietary trading.
Republicans say the real problem was falling home prices and poor lending standards, so limits on proprietary trading won't prevent a future crisis. But Temple University economics professor William Dunkelberg says big banks did rely too much on trading risky assets.
Rather than on traditional banking and paying attention to the quality of assets that they purchased, like mortgages.
It'll take a year to craft new bank rules, and Republicans are ready to grill regulators if they think those rules are counterproductive. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Investigators looking into the BP oil spill say they haven't found any instance in which BP compromised safety to save money. Meanwhile, in an interview today with the BBC, BP's former chief Tony Hayward says the company came very close to financial collapse during the crisis. And let's check global stocks. In Europe, markets are up in Frankfurt, in Paris, in London, all up more than 0.5%. Asian markets closed mixed today. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 37 points to close at 11,406.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. ReputationDefender.com. By Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at Vanguard.com/public radio. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Start spreading the news.
This is a Manhattan-bound F train.
We're going to be broadcasting from New York for the next few months and thought we'd start things off this week with some of the people who make the economy here what it is. Today we focus on food. New York City has almost 19,000 restaurants, and right at the top of the lists that rank the best ones, you'll usually find a restaurant called Danielle. Well, today we welcome the chef and owner, Danielle Boulud. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
I want to start by asking you, you've got 5 restaurants in New York. You've got a front row seat to the economy right now. How have you felt the recession and the recovery in your restaurants?
It's all about value and how people trust the people who give you value for your money. People care about indulging to themselves. There's a lot of luxury they can spare, but fine dining is not the one they should just get rid of.
What is a person to do to have an economical but delicious meal?
I would say, for example, there is one dish who is a pork shoulder. You buy a 7-pound pork shoulder. You put it in a pot with some sweet potatoes, and there's all kind of spice and fruit and wine, white wine, and root vegetable, and you braise that for 4 hours. You take it out, and you have this amazing meal for a real affordable cost, real affordable.
Okay, now I'm sure you're used to doing things very quickly. I'm going to ask you a couple of quick questions and quick answers.
Yep.
Most stressful part of your day?
Getting up in the morning.
All right. When you go out to dinner in New York, do you tip 20% even if the service is bad?
Often 20 plus.
Even if it's bad service?
Yeah, because for me, everybody can have a bad day.
What's the best cheap eat in New York that is a restaurant that you don't own?
Daisy May Barbecue.
All right. And finally, assuming that New York is the number one food city in the country, what is the second best food city in the country?
That I'm going to get really hurt if I say that. But I would say then certainly Chicago, it's the most amazing city behind with New York.
Well, Daniel Boulud, it has been an honor to have you on the show in our first week in New York. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. And I look forward to speak to you soon again.
And finally, while we're on the subject of food, a nutrition professor at Kansas State University says put down those expensive diet books. It's all about the calorie count. He limited himself to mostly Doritos, cookies, and of course Twinkies for 2 months. And get this, he lost 27 pounds. How'd he do it? He made sure not to exceed 1,800 calories a day. Now, he does not recommend that you follow his lead on this diet. He is a professional. You can check out our Midday Update podcast. It's at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Over in the UK, people don't really have to pay much for health care and education. The government's got it. Big budget cuts mean that's changing and causing some consternation.
Well, yeah, they said the big society when it was first announced. So I said it was the big con.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Bigger society, smaller government, maybe. That story, the rest of the day's business news as well next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.